Hello?
Oh, hi, Corey. This is Tara over at Local Splash. We spoke about 20 minutes ago. Is this a better time for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, yes, we wanted to speak with you about listing DB General Construction on the first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when you do that search, there's that map of the service area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that geographic area, and that's where we would list you. And again, the reason we were calling now today is we had that position become available in your geographic area for that category. So our assignment today is to call through that area, fill that position there. If we were to program you in to appear there, they block out a space for you too. So that way you'll always be one of those options at that very moment that people are ready to make that call. You'll be there to catch them. And that all still makes sense so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so when we spoke earlier, I think you mentioned that you had been in business for quite a while with this business name, the DC General Construction?
Since 2003.
2003, okay. And it's you and your wife, and then was there a crew too, or is it just the two of you?
I'm completely family-owned and operated. My sons work for me.
Oh, your sons work for you. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. I wish I could get my sons to work for me. Okay. And then I'm looking at the area that you're in, and I know that Hammond is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I go anywhere from Hammond to Westville.
Hammond to Westville. Okay. So anywhere within that reasonable traveling
distance? Yeah, I do Crown Point, Cherville, Maryville, Highland, Griffith, pretty much all Lake County and Porter County.
Lake and Porter, okay. Okay, perfect. And then I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places that you've been listed online. And I see some great reviews. You have these 5 out of 5 star ratings. And then I see no, that's not you. They're out of okay, there it is. Is it gulfconstruction.net? Is that?
I have no website.
No, okay. Now, what is that? Oh, they're out of D.C., Washington, D.C. That's not you. Okay. So for this position, this first page position that we have available there today, on Google, it's month-to-month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area. You meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment people are searching within your service area?
The reason I'm not advertised is because I've never had to advertise. I have how I got my company. I was a union roofer / union carpenter for 14 years. I did side work for people. That cousin, her aunt needed a job, so I did the aunt's job. Out of the aunt's job, I got a neighbor's job or a cousin. So I've never had to do advertising. I've got about 150 full-time customers, and then I actually subcontract for Felco Window and Door, so when I'm not working for DC, I'm subcontracting for Felco. So, I mean, I literally don't need to advertise.
Okay. Well, I don't want to, so it's not, I didn't mean to suggest that you're in any sort of a pain at all. It's not designed for dying companies or anything like that.
Oh, no, I wasn't meaning it that way. I was just meaning I've I don't have a website or anything like that because I've never had to do advertisement. You know what I mean? I never had to advertise my company because if I finish the job for one person, I'm going to get one or two more jobs out of that job because of, you know, the quality of work that I do.
The word of mouth, right. Okay, so one other thing I noticed when I was looking for that website, like if I typed your business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've ever been listed. And one of them that I noticed, it's Angie's Leads or the Home Advisor. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm a party thing. Yes, I am.
How do you like that program?
I have no issues with it.
Okay. So can I ask, after all these years, what prompted you to list with Angie's?
Well, because we didn't call them. They called us and wanted us to be a part of them. And they had some special offer where it's usually like $500 or $600 to go with them. And I only had to pay $100. So I just put my name on there. Out of it, I can turn it on and off whenever I want. If I'm slow with Felco work, I can turn that on real quick, go do a couple estimates, get a couple jobs to hold me over until the next big job comes along.
Okay, just to fill in some gaps here and there. Okay, so.
Yes, ma'am.
If we could get you up there on Google in front of people who are actively searching for your services and do that for you at a reasonable rate, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself up there?
No, I understand that. How much is it going to cost? How about that?
Yeah, let me pull that up here. Sometimes what they'll do is if you're using a lead service like that, sometimes they'll let me reduce the rate. Let me ask John. He's my regional manager for the area. And see if he'll allow me to extend that offer to you as well. I'll get you that pricing right now. And then that way, so being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could make that affordable, that's something you would consider?
Depends on the pricing.
Okay, let me grab him. We'll see what we can do to make it fit. Hang on here.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Corey?